Call from Philly Radio Campaign.
Hello?
How can I help?
Oh, hello. I'm calling because I wanted to know, I seen your number on the radio. I heard it. And
yes.
I'm trying to get help for my husband.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. I'm happy to help. Where do you guys live?
We live in Norristown, PA.
Okay. And the county? Which county?
Norristown, PA.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. 1 second, and I'm happy to help. It's for your husband, you said, right?
Yes.
Is he on Medicaid?
Uh-huh, he on Medicaid.
Yeah, okay. What's his name?
His name is Albert Brown. Mhm.
Okay, and his date of birth?
It's 2/11/1949.
All right. Give me 1 second. Let me quickly look up his Medicaid. One second. Just a minute. How's your morning going?
Well, he all right. He just come back from dialysis.
Oh, okay. Let me see. What's his first name? Albert? A-L-B-E-R-T?
Yes.
What's his legal, what's on his Medicaid card? Because it's not coming up here. Is it a different spelling?
Hold on for a minute. Okay. You can say it. Medical.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? Good morning. Good afternoon,
good morning.
Actually.
Yeah, well.
So your wife reached out that she wants some help for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm very happy to help you guys out. Question for you, what is your first and last name and the spelling?
Albert, A-L-V-E-R-T.
V as in Victor or B as in boy?
Albert, A.
Okay,
A-L-B-E-R-T.
Okay, and your last name?
B-R-O-W-N.
Perfect, and your date of birth?
2/11/49.
All right. Are you on Medicaid?
With the A and B card?
Yeah.
Yes.
You are?
Yes, I'm
okay, on. Let me check because it didn't come up right now. Do you mind if I ask for your Social Security number just so I can look up your Medicaid?
185-36-85-92.
Okay, let me check. 1 second. 5-3-6-8-5-9-2. Let's see. Okay. Nothing comes up. Are you sure you're on Medicaid? Because sometimes people get confused with Medicaid or Medicare.
Well, try Medicare then.
I'm sorry?
Well, try the other one.
The Medicare?
Oh, you just the only one.
So I'll tell you, in order for us to help out, there's two ways. Either you need to be on Medicaid, and Medicaid pays for the caregivers. Okay?
Yes.
Or if you're not on Medicaid, then we are very happy to help out with a caregiver from our agency, but you would have to pay out of pocket for the caregiver.
Well, can
sense?
I have somebody in my family be my caregiver?
Definitely, are you on Medicaid? If you're on Medicaid, then sure. Because Medicaid is the one that pays for this program.
Can you check it, or?
I just tried. Is there maybe a different, like, spelling of your name?
It's Albert Brown. A-L-B-E-R-T.
Yeah, nothing comes. Albert Brown.
My middle initial is Albert L. Brown.
Let's try that one. Nothing shows up here. And you said your date of birth is 2/11/1949.
Right.
Yeah, and your social is 1-85-36-8592.
Right.
Mhm. I don't know why it's not coming up. What's your home address?
What? 2617. DeKalb Apartments, 111.
Okay, and Norristown?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. It's DeKalb Pike?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so far, it doesn't come up anything that you're on Medicaid. Maybe you have do you have a Medicaid card? Like, on the card, it should say the number, the Medicaid number.
Okay, just a minute. Hello?
Yes.
Let me spell it out to you. Medicare.
It's numbers.
What, you want my... long numbers?
Yeah.
Just a minute.
Sure.
You ready?
I'm ready.
5Q29C89WY29.
Do you see any other number there? Just numbers? Maybe like it's like a 9-digit number?
No. The numbers I gave you, that's the only numbers I see. I got my hospital, Part A, and medical, Part B.
Okay, so I'm thinking maybe you don't have Medicaid and you only have Medicare. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, it says Medicare.
It says Medicare, but what about, do you have a card that says Medicaid?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you want to do maybe like private pay, like pay out of pocket for the caregiver that we can send you?
No.
No? Okay, so let me see if I can help you maybe try to apply for Medicaid. Do you want to apply or you don't qualify? Do you know?
No.
Do you want me to speak to your wife?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me ask her. Okay.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Okay.
So, I don't think that your husband is on Medicaid, okay? Now, the program works through Medicaid.
But he has Medicare and he has insurance, another insurance card.
Right, but I tried to look up through his name, date of birth, social security number. Nothing came up as Medicaid. So my question is, either he wants to apply for Medicaid and we can try to help, or we can send a caregiver, but you'll have to pay out of pocket for the caregiver.
Yeah.
You want to pay out of pocket?
Yeah, because he got his cards right here. He has his Social Security card. He got his Medicare card. He has his other insurance card. He's 77. He got Medicare. I just got on Medicare.
But he needs to be on Medicaid in order for him to get the services. Do you understand? Because
okay.
Medicaid pays for this program, not Medicare.
Medicaid. Oh, Medicaid pays for it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sorry, if you want us to help him apply for Medicaid?
He said you want to help you apply for Medicaid? Will he have to pay for that?
No, it's based off of his income.
Oh.
If he's making too much, they won't approve him. But if he's making normal, I guess, you know, based off of the,
Yeah, I understand.
What do you think?
All right, we thank you.
Does he want to apply?
We thank you. No, he said that's all right. He'll wait for his time.
Okay, then I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yeah.
Be well.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, you too.